The Revelstoke Aquatic Center will be open regular hours starting June 7th. Since coming out of pandemic closures, the pool has been affected by a nationwide lifeguard shortage. Lori Donato is the Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture for the City of Revelstoke.
So this past year has definitely been a challenge staffing the facility with qualified lifeguards. We've been pretty fortunate recently to have a number of university students coming back to Revelstoke for the summer holidays. So we've managed to pick up about 5 additional staff members.
These summer staff are familiar with the pool, and some of them will be able to offer swimming lessons. Although Donato says demand for swimming lessons has been high, so they still don't have enough instructors to run the programs they want to. And she's still actively recruiting more lifeguards.
We do have some concerns about what's going to happen in the fall once all these students leave. So we have been actively recruiting for quite a while now.
Donato says if you're interested in working as a lifeguard, pop into the Aquatic Center to chat. Overall, she says they've been lucky.
We're fortunate that we actually have instructors and we have put measures in place to offer the swim lessons where other communities were not offering swim lessons and still continue not to offer swim lessons.
Dale Miller is the executive director of the Lifesaving Society of BC and Yukon in Burnaby. He says COVID created a 2-year gap in training courses and many lifeguards moved on from their jobs with pools closed. It will take a year to a year and a half to get pools across BC staffed to levels we're used to, he says.
In fact, we're seeing very high demand for the courses because the lifeguard instructor job is a very much coveted job.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.